Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Ashok Bala, and here are today's top local stories. Even when it's not windy, I don't really like walking under cranes, scaffolding, and tonight it's going to get much colder. There's a wind advisory, and the Department of Buildings is telling property owners, contractors, and crane operators to take precautionary measures. Let's get the latest from AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Yeah, Shoka, that wind advisory is going to be in effect for a little over 24 hours from about 4 o'clock this afternoon through 6 p.m. tomorrow. We're just starting to see the wind picking up in many areas now. Now, that's helping us in one fashion. It's helping to get rid of a lot of the fog that was around, although it's still a little foggy across parts of eastern Long Island. Much of the rest of the area, though, visibility has improved dramatically in the last few hours. We're starting to see some breaks of sunshine. But again, the wind will be the big story from here on out. Winds gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour through tonight into tomorrow. That will probably cause some travel delays at times on some of the bridges, also at some of the airports as well, as we head into tomorrow. And then the wind will ease up a little bit tomorrow night into Wednesday. Ashok?
Mayor Adams and NYPD Commissioner Tisch say over 25,000 illegal firearms have been removed from city streets since his administration began 4 years ago.
Mayor Adams praised the work of civilian violence interrupters as he touted the consistent reduction in crime during his administration. Drops in shootings, shooting victims, homicides, and 25,000 guns taken off the street.
We have succeeded and exceeded across the board.
Activist Jackie Rowe Adams got to work after losing two sons to gun violence.
I'm going to look forward to the next administration and hope that they follow the lead, because the tone has been set.
She says the formula works and they are saving lives. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Zoran Mamdani will be sworn in as the city's new mayor during a private ceremony at the abandoned old City Hall subway station. He'll take the oath just before the clock strikes midnight on January 1st. New York Attorney General Letitia James will administer the oath. Mamdani will be publicly sworn in by Senator Bernie Sanders during a ceremony on the steps of City Hall New Year's Day at 1 p.m. Some out-of-towners looking to be here in the city for his inauguration are dealing with sticker shock. The Beekman Hotel around the corner from City Hall is charging $700 a night at one of its smallest rooms. Nearby, the Four Seasons is charging $1,200 a night.
Happy New Year. Happy New
They're getting ready in Times Square to ring in the new year in style. Every detail is being carefully reviewed to make sure it all goes according to plan. They tested the confetti drop today. Countdown Entertainment President Jeffrey Strauss says there will be a lot of paper raining down in Times Square when the clock strikes midnight.
This year, for the first time ever, we are setting a world record here in Times Square with nearly 3 tons of confetti.
And it's always impressive how quickly they clean it up after. Sanitation. Of course, the star of the show is the New Year's Ball. That drop will be tested tomorrow. The New Jersey Sport and Exposition Authorities filed a motion in support of the American Dream Mall in its battle over Bergen County's blue laws. The borough of Paramus is suing American Dream for allowing its more than 120 retail tenants to operate on Sundays, which is a breach of the county's ban, which prohibits the sale of clothing and apparel, building materials, furniture, and appliances on Sundays. The motion seeks to dismiss 3 of the 4 counts in the lawsuit. It also says that Paramus cannot sue the mall, alleging injury to Bergen residents only to itself, and that the mall's operation on Sunday has no material impact on Paramus's day-to-day municipal business.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.